Hey, good to everybody, and welcome to the Motzai Shabbos Shir for Parshas Vayakel. But tonight, instead of talking about Inyana de Sidra, something to do with Parshas Vayakel, I'd like to talk about something which is Minyana de Yoma. Tonight, tomorrow, of course, is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni. And on the calendar, that date is known as the 30th of Adar HaRishon, right? Today and the 30th of Adar, which is somewhat of a calendar anomaly because the date, the 30th of Adar, does not exist other than in a leap year. There's no such thing as a 30th of Adar other than a leap year. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. We'll get to the leap year issue, at some length. But tonight's calendar date is similar in that sense to February 29th. February 29th, we had last week, exists only during a solar or secular leap year. The 30th of Adar also exists only during a Jewish leap year. So this is the leap day, so to speak, parallel to February 29th. So this year is actually both a Jewish leap year and a solar leap year, which is not that uncommon, but by the way the calendar works, as somebody told me, and I assume it's correct, somebody looked into this, it's not going to happen again for another 28 years or something like that. We're not going to have both a solar leap year and a Jewish leap year. But anyway, we have that this year, and I'd like to talk about that, but to get to that first through a discussion of the concept of the Jewish leap year altogether. The Gemara says, in Masechet Sukkah, in the first of the sources, Daf Chav Tes Mem Aleph, She Yisrael Monu LaLavona Ba'odei Kochavim LaChama. Jewish people count in terms of their calendar based on the moon, and the non-Jews based on the sun. We're going to see that that's not entirely we take into account the sun as well, as we'll see. But for the most part, we have a lunar calendar, not a pure lunar calendar, as we shall see. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Shmos Perek Yud Beis, the first two psukim, printed in source number 2, by Rosh Moshe Alaron Beretz Yitzchayim Lemor, Hachorot Elohim Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem Lechodshei Hashana. The Torah is telling us here, Lechodshei Hashana, the years are determined by the months. Chodshei Hashana, the year, is what we call a lunar year, okay, the months of the year, Lechodshei Hashana. Now, before we get to that, the Pasuk says, Rashi explains, and when the Pasuk says, Chodesh Hazeh, second to the third source, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, and Parshas Bo and Shmos, it says, Achodes Zeh, Her'o Levana B'chidusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu actually showed Moshe what the Levana, what the moon would look like at the time it's, so to speak, renewed. Okay, the moon doesn't change its appearance at all, but vis-a-vis our ability to see it from the earth, the moon rotates around the earth, and there's a certain point where it's considered to, quote-unquote, have completed its cycle and continues and starts again. I mean, it's an ongoing cycle. And Kadosh Baruch Hu showed it to Moshe and says, V'amalo kishayrech mischadish yelech harosh chodesh. That's when Rosh Chodesh is, when the moon is in this particular position. And the next Rashi, Dior Maschal Zeh, in the second line of 3, Niskasha Moshe Amol Ravana. Moshe was unclear, was difficult for him to understand fully exactly at what point one is considered to be, the moon is considered to be kind of renewing its cycle. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to show him, right, Herolo Be'etzba, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed it to him. That's implied from the word Achodesh Zeh Lochem. We'll see in a moment. See, it looks like this. That's when you have to be Mekadesh to sanctify and announce that it's a new month. And then the Rashi deals with a side point. How did he show it to him? It seems that Kadosh Baruch Hu usually communicates to Moshe during the daytime, not at night. So Rashi says, it was late in the day. It was already getting dark. Okay, whatever it is. This is based on a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Chav Testament, Alpha, and Source 4, Tana of the Rebbe Shmuel. Shlosha Dvarim Hayu Kashan Lola Moshe. Ad Sheherol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were three things Moshe had difficulty understanding. And one of them is Rosh Chodesh. One of them actually relates to, I had this morning, was Shabbos Kolem. So one of the things was the Mat HaShekel. He had difficulty. And Kadosh Baruch Hu had to show him with his fingers, so to speak, pointed. That's the word Zeh. Right? It says by Mat HaShekel, we learned this morning, Zeh Yitnu. So Zachodesh HaZeh Lachem, the word Zeh or Zos means something demonstrative. Many people point to the Sefer Torah when you say Vizos HaTorah by Hagba. Say Vizos HaTorah, people point. I'm not sure why they point with the pinky. We usually point to our index finger. That's what I do, but that doesn't matter. Okay, you don't have to point at all. It's just that it means demonstrative. So Achodesh HaZeh Lachem, one is Rosh Chodesh. Achodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. And Rashi there in Menachos Chav Tes Mem Aleph. And Source 5 explains, Rosh Chodesh B'Shas, Molad HaLevana, Eina Niras Ki Ma'at. At the time of the Molad, when the moon renews, so to speak, its cycle, it's not really visible except a very, very minuscule wave. And any character can't even be seen exactly, or it's not so clear. It's such a tiny drop of the moon. Again, the moon remains the same size, but in terms of what we see here, because the moon, as we know, has no light of its own. It reflects the light of the sun. Because of the position of the moon or going around the earth in between the earth and the sun, so only a little bit is seen as when it first comes back. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Moshe. That's when Rosh Chodesh arrives. The Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Bo, in the Siman Vav, in 6, says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Herol HaHerech B'Laila. Rashi said it was Shkiyas HaChama, here's short of the night, whatever it is. But whatever the point is, that he told him that we kovim shain halacha ledoros v'limad le molad levonah. But we call the molad, right, when the moon is born again, so to speak. Its cycle, sort of renews. It goes back to square one, so to speak, in its cycle. Now, the Gemara elaborates on this in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Gemara says, source number 7, Amar Rav Zera, Rav Nachman, Esrim Ve'arbo Shoy Mechas Yisira. There are 24 hours or so when the moon is not really able to be seen from Earth at all, naturally. There's no, because again, the way the moon, again, has no light of its own, it reflects the light of the sun, but because of the position of the Earth, kind of in between the sun and the moon, so you can't, there's no opportunity, so to speak, for the light of the sun to bounce off of the moon to be seen from Earth. So there's a period of time when the moon is not visible from here on Earth. Rashi has an explanation, Divrei Masechta Esrim Ve'arba, source number 8, if you're interested, Samach L'chidusha Milafonam Me'achrav, a little bit before and a little after the cycle starts again, the molad, a little bit before, a little bit after. So Rashi says, it can't really be seen, it's miskasim in the eye and mitolkotna, because it's so small, we can't really see any reflection at all here from 6 hours before, 6 hours after. Again, whether it's exactly precise, we don't need to go into the detail right now. And explains, it depends where. At a certain point, if you're in the east, so people in the east can see it, the people in the west can see it at a different time. And we can take a look through the Rashi there to explain. But the point is, there's a short period of time, whatever it is, a number of hours of the moon is not really visible from Earth at all. Okay, obviously without telescopic type instruments and so on. The Rambam, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Source 9, says, Halavona nisteres b'chol chodesh v'chodesh. The moon is hidden, so to speak, or obstructed from view. There's no light from the moon that comes for a number of, the Eina Neres Kemo Shnei Yomim, for about 2 days, Pachos Yosem, more or less, and so on, a little bit before, a little bit after. Okay, he says in the second line, Ubelel Shatira Be'erev Achash Nistara Hu Tchilas HaChodesh, when it begins to be seen again, that's the beginning of the month. In other words, as the moon completes its circle around the earth, there's a period of time it can't be seen, and when it begins to be seen again, right, and it was now the moon has continued its rotation, so now its angle is such that you can begin to see a little bit of light from the moon. Again, the moon has no light of its own, but you can see a little bit of the sun's light bouncing off of the moon as it continues in its cycle, so you can begin to see a little bit of the moon from the earth. And that's the beginning of the Chodesh. Umoni me'osa yom tisha v'esim yom. And you count 29 days from that point. Now, at the end of 29 days, im yera eharech leil shloshim, if after those 29 days are up, the night of the 30th, you'll see the moon again. So then, yeh yom shloshim, the next day, the 30th day, since the last time, will be Rosh Chodesh. Okay, will be the next Rosh Chodesh. Bimlo, and if not, not seen that night, that means the moon hasn't yet appeared. So the next day, day 31, will be Rosh Chodesh, and the 30th day will be part of the month that had just ended. So every Jewish month basically has either 29 days or 30 days, never less, never more. Okay, and therefore, when you come to day 29, the next day, there's two possibilities. The next day will either be day 30 of the old month, or it'll be day one of the new month. Now, when we have it, when it's day 30, like now. So this is the 30th of the old month, the 30th of Adar Rishon, and Monday, we're the first of the new month. But some months, we know, have 29 days. So the next day is day one of the new month, and the Rambam ends there. There's no such thing. On the solar calendar, we have 31 days, right? January, however that poem goes, 30 days, out of September, and so on. So 31 days in certain months, all the rest have 31, but there's no such thing as 31 on the Jewish calendar. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zichron Levracha, wrote an extensive commentary on the Rambam, on many things, but in the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh called Shekel HaKodesh, in source number 10, there in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Dalad. He explains exactly the sort of details, and he says that we should know Dasha Tavnis Achama, Tavnis Alavala, Kolachamim, Hu Kamo Kadur, both the sun and the moon are spheres, they're round and so on, except Shalavana, Hu Guv Choshuch. The moon is dark, has no light of its own. But it reflects the light of the sun. It bounces off the light of the sun and explains and so on. And he says towards the end of that line, he says, the solar year that the sun going around the earth is Shin Samech He Yom Revi'ah, 365 and a quarter days. That's what we call a solar year. Okay. And he talks about the month. The month is Chof Tes Yom V'Yud Beis Shos V'Tesh Tav Shin Sari Gimel Chalokim. Okay, the month of the moon going around the earth is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim, which adds up to 44 minutes and 3/30 seconds. Or chalak, they announced this morning, right? How many the Rosh Chodesh will be this in this time? So such and such number of chalakim after this in this hour. So chalak is 3/3 seconds. So anyway, it adds up to 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3/3 seconds, and that's how the moon goes around the earth. And okay, he says, and he goes on to say, we know as the moon goes around the earth, more and more and more becomes visible from the earth until what we call the full moon. Okay, we don't see the other side, but the full moon is because that's exactly opposite where the sun is. So it's a mekabel, it accepts, so to speak, the most light and bounces off the most, and it gets smaller again, and so on. This concept, l'chodesh ha'shana, okay, again, find it again in Parshas Pinchas in Source 11, b'midbar perek chof ches posuk yudalev. It says, niskeim chatziyahin, and it says again, that is correct. That's an average duration. That is correct. It's not exactly, and there are other things that cause it to shift, but for what we're working with, it'll suffice. At the end of Parshas, Pasuk Yudal, it says, Zos olas chodesh b'chodesh olayna tomorrow morning v'rosh chodesh l'chodesh ha'ashana. So the lunar year. Now the lunar year, the year, okay, is 12 of these months of 29 days, 12 hours, and so on and so forth. Okay. The lunar year does not correspond to a particular scientific fact. Okay. In other words, when the 12 of those months are up, nothing has happened, so to speak, scientifically. The months are based on a scientific phenomenon. How long it takes the moon to go around the earth. That's the lunar month. The lunar year, okay, which is 12 such cycles, 12 times 29 and a half. Okay. We'll see. So it doesn't really correspond to anything scientific or anything astronomical per se. Okay. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Hey Amud Aleph, Source 12 says, he gives you the foundation. Notice, and Dr. Schiffman just pointed out, it's an average duration. It's not less than this, okay? But for our purposes, it's sufficient. Now, so therefore, how did they determine what Rosh Chodesh would be? So we know in the olden days, it was done through the witnesses seeing. Again, when day 29 arrived, so that night, it may well be that the moon will be visible. It's also possible it won't be visible. It depends, you know, where we're up to in the cycle and so on. And the mitzvah is, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chof Amud Aleph in source number 13, okay, the previous Gemara was Chof Hey Amud Aleph, right, gives you the 29 days, 12 hours, etc. So it says in Chof Amud Aleph in 13, the mitzvah lekadesh ala re'iya. And Rashi explains there in Chof Amud Aleph what that means is in 14, al pi edim. Why? Because it goes back to the pasuk we started with in Parshas Bo, where it says, Rashi explained, Chazal explained, Kazera Eve Kadesh. Moshe was told, when it looks like this, you sanctify the month. So we're waiting for Edim. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Beis Amud Aleph, says in 15, Dichsiv, that pasuk we had in source 1, Ma'amar Hashem al Moshe v'al Aron v'eretz Yisrael le'emar, Achodet alachem, Edus zu tehimus misura lachem. It is up to you. This is up to you to make this determination. That's Achodet hazeh lachem. And who's the Lachem? They're talking to Moshe and Aaron. So Rashi there says, in Rosh Hashanah Chav Beis Amud Aleph in 16, Tehei Mesura Lachem, Lechashuva Hador, the leaders of the generation. Ani Moshe, Sheikablu Ha'edus, they're the ones who have to accept the testimony, and they will make the Rosh Chodesh announcement of Yikadshu HaChodesh, they'll proclaim that it's Rosh Chodesh. You look in the Rambam again in Perek Aleph of Ilchus Kiddush HaChodesh in 17, Ein Re'iyas Harech Mesura Lachol Adon Kol Shabbos Pereshes. Shabbos Bereishis means the Shabbos of creation, not Parshas Bereishis. It means Shabbos. Shabbos, you don't need any bezin. It's every 7 days. It's automatic. Anybody can keep track of it, right? Each person keeps track. He counts 6 days, and 7 days is Shabbos. But you don't need any bezin declaration and so on. Right? You count 6 days, rest than a seventh. However, not so with Rosh Chodesh. The bezin adover moser. It's up to bezin. You need the rollover. You can't just count 29 days or keep track of the cycle itself. It's up to bezin, and they have to make the announcement, as the Gemara says, Achodet Lachem. And again, the Rambam in the end of Halacha Hey writes, Eidazu tiyem Mesura Lachem. It is up to you. And Halacha Vav, the Rambam explains that the bezin made all the mathematical and astronomically appropriate calculations. Bezdin mechashim mechashbonos, kiderakshim mechashim atztagninim, like the astronomers, and they knew exactly the cycle and so on and so forth. And we do find outside of Jewish sources, the ancients, you know, the Greeks and other ancient civilizations also marked the passage of the moon and so on and so forth. And then they did these calculations, and they knew. They knew when day 29 of a month arrived, they knew, will the moon scientifically be visible tonight? Will it be possible or not be possible? They knew based on his mathematical calculations. If they thought that it was possible, they would wait to see. Will Edim show up the next day and say, yeah, we saw the moon last night? And if they did, they would declare Rosh Chodesh. If no Edim came, then they would know the next day is Rosh Chodesh. But if they knew that it was not possible scientifically for the moon to be visible that night following the 29th of the outgoing month, right? They knew there was not, because the cycle wasn't up yet, because they had mathematical calculations, astronomical calculations. If they knew that it was not possible, so then in Bo Edim, the Rambam says at the end, and they said, we saw it, either they're Edei Sheker, they're fakers, they're liars, or maybe they saw something else, they saw a shooting star, whoever it was, but it's not Rosh Chodesh. Okay, now the Rambam later in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Yud Ches Halacha Aleph 18, writes, Dover Yadu Obor, Shem Yotzi Lecha Cheshbon Shirech Yerba Laila, Now, one other issue. Even if you knew that it was possible, the Beis Din knew that tonight, let's say today's the 29th, today's Shabbos, was the 29th. So they knew that tonight was physically or scientifically possible for the moon to be seen, but it's possible it wouldn't be seen. You know why? Because it'd be cloudy. Right? It could be cloudy, and then the moon, this was like now, and now it's pouring outside, right? So the moon's not going to be visible. So they knew that that was a possibility. Okay, they won't be able to see it. Nonetheless, they would wait. Maybe Adam would come and so on. And he writes, sometimes in the rainy season, sometimes if it's a rainy season, but it's not raining, so the skies are clearer and so on, so the moon can be seen better, okay? And in the summertime, sometimes it's more avak, a haze, and so on and so forth. There are other factors that would go into play as well in terms of Beis Din making this decision, and sometimes, but the point is they had to have the Edim in order to declare Rosh Chodesh, and that's why sometimes it didn't exactly correspond to what the scientific molad was. And that's a further detail which is we all need to go into right now. There is in source number 19, there is a Gemara in Erchin, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Okay, let's say, so that's in terms of the months. Okay, that's in terms of the Jewish months, approximately 29 days and 12 hours, 29 and a half days. And the lunar year, if you multiply 29 and a half by 12, you get 354. Okay, and that's what this Gemara in Erchin says, Daf Tes Amud Aleph 19. It says, Meisrei, Harini Nozir Kimos Hachama. A guy takes an oath. I'm going to be a Nozir for a solar year. So how much is that? So it says, Gimel Meis, Beshishim Hamish Yomim, Kaminyan Mos Hachama. 365 days. That's the solar year. Okay, if he said, I'm going to be a Nozir for Yomos Halavana, Monin here is Gimel Meis, Hamishim Abra, 354, because that's 29 and a half times 12. Okay, so as Rashi explains, again, the solar year is 365. Really thinks it's 365 and a quarter. Okay, but 365. The Rambam tells us, Perk Vav of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Gimel, 21. Mishiskabit Harech Bechamel Fichesbon Ze Ashiskab to Pam Shnia, Mahacham Esrim. Okay, again, when the sun and the moon line up in terms of the ability to be able to see the moon from the earth because of bouncing the light, is Tisha V'esim Yom, which famously so shows me Yom Shoshim and so on, and X number of Halakim. Like we said, the Rama brings that Halacha, and more significant for us at the moment, Halacha Dalet of Perek Vav of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh 21. The Rama writes, Shona Shalavona, Im Tiesh Nemas HaChodesh Mishchadesh, if we have 12 of these solar months, Yeh Klala Shlosh Me'el Shom, V'arbam HaChamish Yom, 354 days. Okay, and a certain amount of change, halakim, and so on and so forth, but approximately 354 days. And then if it's a leap year, we have an extra month, then it comes out to 383 days. Again, it's also not exact, a little more, a little less, but roughly, what he says at the end, what's relevant to us now, is Nimsa, last lines of Halakha Dalet and Perek Vav of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Tosefes Shnas HaChamo, Al Shnas Alavona, Alavona Asara Yomim V'Achas, V'Esim Shos, V'Masayim V'Arba Halakim. Okay? It's 10 days and, you know, almost 11 days. Approximately, it's 10 days, 20 hours, and 240 halakim. So approximately 11 days. The solar year, okay, is approximately 11 days, for our purposes, 11 days longer than the lunar year. 365 versus 354. Okay? Okay, so hold that thought. Now, in terms of the months in Rosh Chodesh, so we said it's 29 and a half days. So there is a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Hey Amud Aleph 23, based on a pasuk, which has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh, but it says, in Perek Yud Aleph, Abimra, Pasuk Chof, this is by the Slav, it says, Ad Chodesh Yomim, okay, a month's worth of days. So that, again, the Gemara darshans, based on that pasuk, which has nothing to do with our topic, but the Gemara learns something from that pasuk, and it says in Megillah, Daf Hey Amud Aleph 23, Rabbanan Dekisim Yishmur of Abba Amro, Minayin Shein Mechashvin Shos Lechadoshim. We don't take into account the hours when establishing Rosh Chodesh, right? Shenema Ad Chodesh Yomim. Yomim atom echashim chadoshim, ve'i atom echashim shos chadoshim. You don't end a month, so to speak, in the middle of the day, right? Even though scientifically, 29 days and 12 hours, so it could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't start. You don't count hours. You know, it's only days. That's what Rashi explains in Megillah Hamad Aleph. The guy will say, you know, I'm gonna give you a get or whatever, unless I come back on this and this day and end up being a chodesh choser and so on. Again, you know, that why Rashi gives that example, a little funny, to Evan wonders why Rashi gives that example, but if a person sets up a time and he says, you know, I'm going to come by the end of the month, then it turns out that it's a choser month. Choser month means a 29-day month, as opposed to a mali month means a 30-day month, okay? So again, we don't say if he comes in the middle of the day, well, wait a minute, it's not really 29 and a half days because the 12 hours haven't passed. No, we establish Rosh Chodesh based on the day, and we don't take into account the hours, right? And that's what Tori Evans says on that in Megillah. Hey, Manal, Tori Evans by the Shagas Aryeh, I'm going to say it's Megillah 25. Okay, Minayin, Divra Masl Minayin, V'achi Purusho, Minayin Sheimon Shos Chodosh, Yabain Rosh Chodosh, Rosh Chodosh, Chof Tes Yom, Yud Bei Shos, Chof Shin Tzadigun Chalokim. Right, that's the scientific amount, but we don't take that into account. And so the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Parches, Halach Aleph, Chodesh Shalavona, and so on, it's 29 days and so on, like we said. Those who listened to the announcement of the Molad this morning, I think it's 11 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning, something around there, Yerushalayim town. We don't start Rosh Chodesh at that moment, right? E'ev Shalomash Rosh Chodesh Yeh B'miktas Hayom. Adshem Miktas Hayom Mechodesh Ashav or Miktas Me'abo. That can't be. You can't have a single day. The first half of the day was from the old month. Now Rosh Chodesh, now it's from the new month. That doesn't exist. Okay? And therefore, Rambam says in Halacha Beis of Parakes, Hilchos Kodesh Chodesh 26, Lefichach Osin Chod Shelavana Mehen Chodesh Chaser Mehen Chodesh Mali. Therefore, we have months that are 29 days. It's Chaser. Why is it Chaser? Because it's missing in the 12 hours, so to speak. The other one is Mali. It's over full because it's got more. Chodesh Chaser Tishav Esim Yom Bilvad. V'afo Pisha Chod Shelavana Yeso Zebishol. The month will be 29 days, even though astronomically you need 29 hours and 12 days. Okay, 29 days and 12 hours. But no, we'll start after day 29. And some months are 30 days, even though it's less than that. 30 days is more than 29 days and 12 hours. But we always do it based on the full days and so on. So every month is either 29 days or 30 days. Now, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, if everything was exactly 29 and a half days, okay, and we alternate every time, Mole and Choser, okay, so then it would come out to 354 days and so on, but then you'd be missing things because there are halakim and so on. Okay, again, he gives you a little bit of the math involved. But the bottom line is, well, Chodesh never starts in the middle of the day. It's either going to be a little less than the astronomical 29 and a half, approximately, 29 and a half days of the cycle of the moon around the earth. It'll be a little more, it'll be 29 or 30. That's what we do. And again, Bezdin made that determination, and Bezdin would also adjust things for other reasons. That's a look in Parshas Emor. Parakov Gimel Vayikra, Psukim Beis, Dalet, and Lamed Zayin. Three Psukim, which all have the word Osam. Tikru Osam, Mikroi Kodesh. Second Pasuk, Tikru Osam, Moadam, that's Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Zayin again. Ela Moad Hashem, Tikru, Asher Tikru Osam. The Gemara Darshan's Osam, Kareed Atem. Rosh Hashanah, Chaf, Hey, Amid Aleph, 28. Omalai, Hare, Omar, Atem, Osam, Osam, Osam. Shalosh, Pam, Atem. Afilu Shogigin, Afilu Mezidin, Afilu Mutin. Once the Bezdin makes a decision, this is Rosh Chodesh, and it doesn't matter if they made a mistake. Rashi explains there in 29 of Hamad Aleph, Osam, Osam, Osam. So Shosh is mine, three times the three psukim. I showed you the three psukim. Even if Bezdin made a mistake, they made the month longer by a mistake, or they were mutin, they were misled by Edesheka, or they had other reasons like we mentioned before, or I mentioned now. There were certain reasons, for example, if Pesach was coming up and it was a late winter, and it was they would add an extra month. We'll come to that in a moment. But sometimes they would add an extra day for other reasons also, as we'll see. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, 30, Bezdin, Shekiddush HaChodesh, Bein Shogim, Bein Mutim, Bein Anusim, Harei Zem Mekudus. Whatever Bezdin decides, that's what happens. V'chayovin HaKol L'sakan HaModes Ad Yom Shekiddushbo. Everybody has Al Yom Shekiddushbo. Everyone has to follow in terms of Yomim Tovim and everything else. People remember that was a machlokas in the Gemara. Okay, between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Yoshua calculated the month differently and figured that Yom Kippur has to be a certain day. You know, remember that story from the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. So, in Brachos, in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, and that got Rabbi Gamliel into trouble later. Anyway, bottom line is, why do we have to listen to Bezdin? Because the Rambam says the end of Halacha Yud of Perek Beis Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh 30, Umi Shetziva Lishmar Modos. The same person who told us to keep Yontif told us we have to rely on the calculations of Bezdin, even if it turns out that it's off for some reason. Okay, that's in terms of the months. Now, I mentioned before that we don't have, it's not correct to say that we have a purely lunar calendar. We do take the solar calendar into effect. Well, the Muslims, by the way, have a purely lunar calendar. That's why many Muslim flags over in their mosques have a moon on it, right? They follow only the lunar calendar, okay? And that's why, it's coming up now to their month of Ramadan. Ramadan fluctuates throughout the year. It can land any time during the solar year because they don't care about the solar year at all. They only follow the lunar year. That's not quite true for us. We follow our months in terms of the lunar cycle, as we just explained. But we also have to take into account the seasons and the solar year because the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh Dvarim Perek Tezayin Pasuk Aleph 31 Shamor es Chodesh Aviv Vosisa Pesach Lemalkecha Ki Bechodesh Aviv Vosiyach Hashem Lemalkecha Mitzrayim Laila. We have to observe or get a guard, okay, that as Rashi explains there in Parshas Re'eh in 32, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Aleph, you have to make sure Shero'i La'aviv. Aviv means the spring, the season when the stuff blossoms and so on, the produce blossoms, and you have to make sure that Pesach is going to fall out during the spring, being Lav, and there's ends Rashi, Aberes Hashanah. If you see that the spring, and we know the spring equinox, okay, in the end of March, Pesach has to come after that. Pesach must come after the arrival of spring, and if not, then you have to make a leap year. because we do count the solar. Otherwise, we wouldn't care. Well, we wouldn't care. What's the difference? Okay, so Pesach, 1 year. Let's say, again, we said before that the Jewish, the lunar calendar is 11 days shorter than the solar calendar. So if Pesach, 1 year, is April 15th, let's say, so the following year, Pesach will be 11 days earlier, April 4th, because the lunar year is shorter. Okay, so what? So it'll be April 4th. The following year, it'll be in March, right? Eventually, it'll keep moving back in spring. Pesach will be in the middle of winter. That, again, by the Muslim calendar, that's okay. By us, that's not okay, because this pasuk Shomer Chodesh Aviv, Pesach has to be in the spring. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph 33 Shalach Leir Huner Bar Oven LeRava Kad Chazis Demoshcha Tufas Teves Ad Shitzar Benison. If you see the Tufas Teves, is what we call the winter, the winter season. Tufas Teves is the nickname for the winter season. It's going to extend until already the 16th of Nisan, meaning the spring is not going to come till after Pesach starts. Right, the equinox, the beginning of the spring, is not going to come until after Pesach starts. Then Abro Lahi Shaita. Then you have to make an Ibrior. You have to add a month. Okay, and that's because of Shomer is Chodesh Aviv. Shomer Aviv Shal Tkufas Yeh BeChodesh Nisan. There's a lengthy Rashi there in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Aleph Mad Aleph 34. Dilmas Lo Sochus Lo and so on, and explains that Nisan is the month of Aviv. Okay, and has to be LeChashbono Shal Chama. Shakayetz v'chorev, third line of Rashi there in 34. Hakayetz v'chorev achacheshbon achamahem. The seasons are a function of the solar year, not the lunar year. Again, I said before, lunar year doesn't correspond to anything scientific. Like the solar year is exactly the opposite, if we think about it, because the solar year does correspond to a scientific fact, namely the rotation of the earth around the sun. The solar months, January, February, that doesn't correspond to anything. Right? This is random. It's a solar month, 12 months. Could divide into 10 months and have longer months. In fact, used to be 10 months, right? You know, then you think of the month starting from September. September, Sept is 7, right? September is not the 7th month, it's the 9th. Oct is 8th, like an octopus, right? October is not the 8th month, it's the 10th. Nov is 9. The DEC, the decimal, or, you know, or decimate, that's 10. So December is not the 10th, it's the 12th. Originally it was. Okay, however it was figured out. But the bottom line is that the secular months, January, February, etc., doesn't correspond to anything scientific, but the solar year does. And the seasons, and so Rashi's telling us, the seasons, of course, are a function of the solar year in terms of the earth and the sun and so on. Therefore, this explains Rashi, I'm saying it outside, but the Rashi explains that the spring must start after, within the first 14 days of the month of Nisan. That's what comes out. Otherwise, you have to make it into a leap year. Okay, again, you can read through the Rashi. It's very interesting. That takes care of that. Now, Rashi, if you want to see it a little more briefly, says it in Sanhedrin as well, Yud Gimel and Aleph 35, V'maskel Shomer Chodesh Aviv. What it means is, Shomer Tkufas Chodesh Nisan Shalchama, the spring season. That's called Tkufas Nisan. I said before, Tkufas Tevis is the winter. Tkufas Nisan is the summer. It's the spring. Tkufas Tammuz is the summer. And Tkufas Tishrei is the autumn, fall. Okay, so it has to be Shomor Tkufas Chodesh Nisan Shalchama Shiyeh B'toch Chidusha Shalavana. Like, it's got to be in the first day, the Chidusha Shalavana, as the moon is growing in size, so to speak, as the moon is waxing, as it's growing the first half of the month. So spring must start during the first half of the month of Nisan. That's the same idea. And incidentally, it's not only Pesach we're worried about, but the end of the year also. Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, last week said, it says in Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis, it says over there, V'chag ha'asif, that sukkis, Tekufas Hashanah. Kufas Hashanah. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yud Gimel and Aleph, also has this whole cheshbon. And there it says in 37, Chag ha'asif, Tekufas Hashanah, that the autumn, the fall, must begin during sukkis time. Okay, now exactly when? So that's a machlokas. Whether the whole sukkahs kula chag be in the tkufa chadasha? Does all of sukkahs have to be in the fall, or marasover mitzvahs chag be in the tkufa chadasha? As long as some of sukkahs lands up during the fall season, right? And once the fall season has arrived, you know, with the fall equinox. And Rashi again spells it out there. You give an aleph chag asif, right? Hazman haasif, when you can gather in a field. That's chol shemoid. You can actually do work with davar oved if it's going to be a loss. That has to be from the new season, the season of the fall. Okay, below betok kuvas tamuz, not in the summer anymore. Again, kuvas tamuz, the summer coming to an end. So you have a machokas, whether part of it, or, but bottom line, at least part of sukkahs must be during the autumn. So that also is part of the calculation. Now, in terms of the seasons, like I said before, the seasons are clearly a function of the sun. It's a function of the solar year, right? The Gemara in Erevin, Nun Vav Med Aleph, 39, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel was a big expert in this area. He says, when Tkufas Nisan, the spring, when does spring arrive? I mean, we know the spring arrives on March 21st, but they always tell you, it's on the radio, that spring arrives today at 9:16 p.m., whatever, you know, whatever time it'll be, right? It does arrive at a specific time. So according to Shmuel's calculation, which is, turns out, not 100% precise, but good enough for our purpose right now, because it's assuming the length of the solar year is 365 and a quarter days. That's 365 days and 6 hours. It's not quite correct. It's not quite 6 hours, a little bit less than 6 hours. I think it's 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 47 seconds or so. So that's 11 minute difference. We don't care too much about that, not for right now. Shmuel knew that, but he rounded it off. Okay. So he tells you what time of day the spring can start, Tkufas Nisan. What time of day Tkufas Tammuz can start. Okay. A couple of different times, two different times. What time of day Tkufas Tishrei can start. That's the autumn, fall. And what time of day Tkufas Tevis. And he writes at the end there in Erevin Nun Vav and Al 39, the Ein Bein Tkufa Letkufa. Between each season, one season and another, the length of the season is Tishim ve'echad yom, 91 days and 7.5 hours. Okay? 91 days and 7.5 hours. And Rashi, there in Erev Nun Vav Mat Aleph in source 40, spells it all out. Okay? Bottom line, if you do the math, if you have 365 days, okay? So 365 days, you divide it, you know, by four seasons, that's 91 and a quarter, right? 91 and a quarter. So each season, you know, there's 91 and a quarter. Then you got to divide the extra 6 hours by a quarter. Okay, so basically it comes out that's an hour and another hour and a half. So each season is basically 7.5 hours, you know, later in the day than the previous one, right? Because if you have 91 days, okay, and 6 hours, but it's not 6 hours because you got to take into account the extra quarter. So that if you divide that by four, it comes to an hour and a half. So basically, if the spring season starts at time X, before the next season, the summer, will start 91 days later and 7.5. 91 days, 91 and a quarter plus another hour and a half, a quarter of six of a 24-hour day. So it's 91 days and 7.5 hours. So that'll be the time that we're on. The next one will be 91 and 7.5 hours after that, and so on. Anyway, the Rambam and Hilchos Kiddush, you can look, I hope you follow what I'm saying. It's, you know, to do the math, you divide 365 and a quarter, it comes out to each season is 91 days and 7.5 hours. Okay? And therefore, each season starts, you know, 7.5 hours after the previous one. Now you look in that Gemara, and the Nevavim Aleph explains it, spells it out exactly. Again, this is assuming an exact 365 and a quarter. Again, a quarter meaning 6 hours, because it's 24 hours in a day. So a quarter is 6 hours. So assuming 365 days and 6 hours, you do the math and divide it into four, you come to 91 days and 7.5 hours. Okay. Anyway, the Rambam and Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh Perek Tes, Halacha Daled 41, says, Tekufas Nisan Lafi Cheshbon Zeh Enel Oma Elo B'Tchilas Halayla B'Chatzi Halayla, four different possible times. It could either be at 6 p.m., midnight, 6 a.m., or midday. And Tekufas Tammuz, Rambam spells out what we mentioned before. In any case, bottom line is we do have to do something because we don't disregard the solar season, the solar calendar altogether, because we have to take into account the seasons, both for Pesach and for Sukkot, as we just mentioned. And so therefore, we really have to take into account both the solar calendar and the lunar calendar. Okay? And that means that by necessity, because there's an 11-day discrepancy, so sometimes you have to have an extra month, a leap month, so to speak, okay, in order to push it forward again. Otherwise, we say Pesach will jump back into the winter, Sukkot will jump back into the summer, and so on. That we can't allow based on those psukim. So this was one of the jobs of a bezin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Beis Min Aleph, 42, says, Iber HaShana B'Shlosha. You need a bezin of three to be Ma'abar D'Shana, the Machlokas. Others say you need more than that. Fine. Okay, and Rashi explains on Beis Manala 43, Ibur Hashana, Shu Bezdin Yoshin Veroin in Tzrikim La'aber Mipnei Ha'aviv HaTkufa. The job of Bezdin to sit and figure out, to do these calculations, is Pesach in fact going to be after the spring equinox, after the spring season begins, or not? They have to make that calculation. Now, that same Gemara in Megillah that we saw earlier on Hayamad Aleph in 44, when it says we don't make a Rosh Chodesh, so to speak, in the middle of the day, we don't count the hours, right? It's rounded off either 29 days or 30 days. So a similar thing, the Gemara says there on Hamad Aleph and Megillah 44, Amar Abba Amar Shmuel, Minayin She'ein Monim Yomim L'Shanim. We also don't count days in terms of the year. Because of that pasuk we started with, in actually two places, both in Bo and in Pinchas, we had in source number one and in source number source number two, Shvishon Hulachem L'Chod She'ashana. We also had it in Parshas Pinchas, where it also says L'Chod She'ashana. Right, that was in source 11. It says L'Chod She'ashana. So L'Chod She'ashana Chadoshim, just like it said in the pasuk there in Parshas Balos, but just like it said that Chodesh Yomim. When it comes to Chodesh, we can't take into account days and not parts of days, as we said before. So when it comes to the year, you take into account the month and not parts, not days, not parts of a month. And therefore, the lunar year, okay, is not a function of number of days, but of months. Okay, we don't make it exact. We don't have a lunar year. It's 12. It's 12 of those lunar months. And in fact, it's not going to work out necessarily in terms of matching the solar year. Rashi there in Megillah says, okay, even though we count 12 months. Okay, Hamad Aleph, 45, number 9, Rashi writes, Mona Shneim Osar Chodesh Miyom Liyom. We count the lunar year is 12 months. Okay, even though Afalpi, Shadayin Yesh Acharas Hayom, even though it's 11 days shorter than the solar year, we don't care. It's 12 months of lunar months. Okay, you know, either 29 day or 30 months, you alternate 354 days, even though it's 11, we don't just tack on. Okay, the Torah Evan there explains also, one is why Rashi gives the example of a guy coming with a get or making a nether. You know, okay, so he explains that you could have said either one for both or neither. One is why Rashi did it. But again, you look in the last couple of lines of the Torah Evan there in 46. Why did Rashi give this funny example? A guy took a net, I'm going to come by the end of the year. You know, or I mean, I said a get, I'm going to give you a get. Why did Rashi have to do that? Okay, it's not a rich unite. You can look it up when you're learning that Masechta. But the end of that Torah Evan in 46, right? Aval Pirish Bara nearly. She'ein monim l'sham shalom lomar shalom nosif al kol shana v'shana yud alav yom shemos hacham yisrael. We don't do when the 12 lunar months are up. We don't say okay now we're going to add 11 days. We have a random 11 day jump to round it out. In other words, we don't say at the end of the lunar year. Okay, we don't say well we got to catch up to the solar year, so we're just going to add 11 days. 11 days isn't a month. We only count months to the year. That's what the Torah Evan says. That's the pashat in the Gemara. Okay, so. Bottom line is we have really a lunar and solar year, and we don't say at the end of the lunar year, which is only 354 days, well, now let's have another period of time, 11 days, just to catch up. We don't do that. Okay, so what do we do to catch up? So periodically we add what? A month, because the only thing you can count towards a year are months, not days. You can't just add 11 days, you have to add a month. And so the Rambam Perek Dalet of Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh, Halacha Aleph 48 says, Shana Mu Beres, He Shana Shemosifin B'Chodesh. Okay, or b'pnei ma, why do we have to add a month? B'pnei zman ha'aviv, to make sure that Pesach will be in the springtime. It's not pasuk. Because the lule, look at the end of that Raman Parak Dalal Ha'alav, the lule, hosaf as ha'chodesh hazev, not the adding this month, haya Pesach ba pa'amim mosachama, or pa'amim mosach shomim. Sometimes Pesach will be in the spring, and sometimes back into the wintertime, as we explained before. And the Raman again, Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh Parak Vav Alach Yudin 49, says, kol tisha esrei shana, every 19 years, we'll have 7 leap years, okay, and 12 regular years, okay, and that's how they calculate it and so on. He gives you that it matches every Rambam says for our purpose it matches every 19 years and in Halacha Yud Aleph he tells us, and that's the practice today, okay, that the nimtza b'machzor shukazeh charod. That's why generally speaking your Hebrew birthday and your English birthday will coincide every 19 years. Or at least maybe one day off, depending if you're born after Shki or not, but it'll be every 19 years. The Hebrew birthday, because it's a 19-year cycle. And the Rambam writes at the end of Halacha Yud Aleph there, in Perek Vav, Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh, the Rambam writes that the 19 years are Gimel Vav Ches Yud Aleph Yud Dalet Yud Zayin Guach Hadzat, years 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, and 19 of the 19-year cycle are going to be leap years. That's how it works out according to our fixed calendar today. 7 times in 19 years, the leap year, 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, and 19. Okay? And the Rambam says, Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh Parak Yud Halacha Aleph, the solar year and so on, the 365 days. It's not really, he knew, it's not really 6 hours, it's 5 hours and so on. But for our purposes, we can match it up this way. Okay. So now we know there are times we have to add a year. Okay? We have to add a month for the year to match, because you don't add just 11 days. You have to add an entire month. So the Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel there in Parshas Bo, Mishichta Pesach Parsha Beis 51, Rosh Chodoshim, Rabbi Yonos and Omer, Shomer is Chodesh Aviv, Chodesh Hasomech LaAviv. Why do we make it Adar? Why is Adar the extra month? So since the primary motivator for this problem is the Yontif of Pesach, right? We mentioned Sukkot also, but the primary motivator is Pesach, Chodesh Aviv. That's the whole drasha. So therefore, it's the month that's right before Chodesh Aviv, before the spring, which is Adar. That's the one to where Ma'abir Beizah Havi Omer is Adar. So it's the month of Adar, because that's the one that closest to Pesach. That's the one, so to speak, that we have to adjust to make sure that Pesach falls in the springtime. So therefore, we adjust it by adding the month of Adar. Okay, and the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, 52, Ein Marbar Shalof, he wrote, you can't make the leap year before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, fine, but he writes at the end, Afal Pichain, Ein Ma'abrin Ela Adar. Okay, the only month that's ever added is the month of Adar, as Rashi explains. There's never two kislevs or two shvats or something. It's always an extra adar. Okay, why is that? Doesn't say why is that. The pashup shot, because again, Rashi said the mechilta said chodesh hasamach la'aviv. Right, the whole thing is to make sure Pesach in the spring. So it's the month right before the spring. So explains Rashi. Tosfos is at a different point. You look in Megillas Esther, 2 weeks from time before Purim, Parag Gimel Pasuk Zayin and Megillas Esther. It says a haman cast lots. Chodesh name Osor hu Chodesh Adar. The Megillah identifies Adar as the 12th month. So Tosfos says there in Sanhedrin Yud Beis Ben Aleph 55 Divrei Maaseh Ein Ma'abrin Ela Adar. Okay, you can't, because if you do any other month, then it won't be true. The Pasuk won't be true. What do you mean name Chodesh name Osor Chodesh Adar? It might be the 13th month, right? If you had two Cheshvans, you know, or two Tavises or something like that, or two, then that year the Adar won't be the 12th month. The only way to make sure Adar is the 12th month is Ma'aber Adar. That's what Tosa says, right? Tosa Rosh also, there in Sanhedrin, Beis Ben Aleph, he gives a few interpretations. One, he says we do that because, you know, again, Chodesh Nemos or Chodesh Adar. Inami gives you another reason, that you gotta do it to the end of the year, so to speak. Another reason is because it's a month closer to Nisan. Whatever it is, the Rambam Paskin, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Dal Alecha Aleph 57, Ve'ein Mosifin La'olam Ela Adar, Ve'osin Osa Shona Shnei Adar and Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. As we know, that you have the leap year, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. That's the only month we add. Okay? And it has to be that way, and that's what the Bezin has decided. But now the extra question is, how many days is that extra month? How many days? Is that a 29-day month or a 30-day month? Okay, the extra Adar. And related to that question, which is the extra Adar, the first or the second? And that's Nogea to many dinners. We'll see a little bit. There was a Rishalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Paragimel Alecha Aleph, 58. The Rishalmi says, it says, Elohim Oda, we had the Pasuk before, and Vayikra Paragimel Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Ein Elohim Oda, Lifnei Zmano, Choftes Yom, Alach Ebru, Lamed Beis Yom. Never before 29 days, never 32 days. It always has to be, as the Korban Eidah there explains in 59, the second line, right? La'olam ein mekadshin ela oyom lamed, v'hayle chodesh over choser, oyom lamed aleph, tov chodesh over malay. We said it before, right? You can never be mekadosh a chodesh earlier than day 29 or after day 31. It's either day 30, in which case the old month will be the 29-day month, all right, a choser, or be day 31, in which case the old month will be a 30-day month, we have Malay month, Pnei Moshe. Says the same thing. We never do it on any other day, and so on. We get the idea. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Kedesh HaKodesh, Parak Alev Alech Adalad, 61. Chodesh, Shiyah Tishav Esim Yom, Yerah Harech Balayla Shloshim Hunikwa Chodesh Choser. Another one's called Chodesh Malay, like we explained before. Now, as a result of that, so we know this, but I'm putting it anyway, Parak Ches, Halach Adalad of Hilchos Kedesh HaKodesh, 62. Yom Shloshim, La'olam Osin Oso Rosh Chodesh B'chesh Ben Zeh. Day 30 of the outgoing month is always going to be Rosh Chodesh, no matter what. Because if it turns out that Adam came and that day is declared Rosh Chodesh, okay. So it's Rosh Chodesh. It's the first of the new month. If no Adam come, then it'll be Rosh Chodesh anyway. It'll be the 30th of the old month. On the calendar, it's the 30th of the old month, like we have tonight. Tonight is day 30 of Adar Rishon. It's Rosh Chodesh. We said Yalav Yovo. We're going to say Yalav Yovo and Halal tomorrow. And so it's Rosh Chodesh. But it's day 30 on the calendar. It's day 30 of the old month, not day one. Monday is going to be day one of the new month. Okay? So the question is, with this in mind, okay, then, so you always have Rosh Chodesh like that, either one day or 2 days. When it's a one-day Rosh Chodesh, that means the previous month had 29 days, and day 30 is already called day one of the new month, one-day Rosh Chodesh. If the old month had 30 days, then it's going to be 2 days of Rosh Chodesh for the new month. Day 30 is first day of Rosh Chodesh, day 30 of the old month, and second day of Rosh Chodesh, like this week, Sunday and Monday. Sunday is now day 30 of the old month, and Monday is day one of the new month, and so on. Bottom line is, the additional Adar, therefore, has to be either 29 days or 30 days. That's the only length month we have. Okay? So it has to be, as we said, a full month. Okay? That's the Yerushalmi, again, we saw it before, the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Parak Aleph al-Habay 63 writes, Ein ma'arbin l'shona lo pachas mi chodesh lo yosra chodesh. When you have an Ebor and you add on a month, it's got to be no less than a month, no more than a month. And the Korban Eidah there explains, lo pokos mi chodesh hanu chodesh al chav tes yom. It can't be less than a 29-day month and no more than a 30-day month. The question is, which is it? Which is it? Is this extra Adar a 29-day month or a 30-day month? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yatesam Beis actually has a discussion about it in 65. The Tanya, Kama Ebor Shana, Shloshim Yom. Tana Kama says a 30-day. Rishon Gamliel Omer, Chodesh. No, Chodesh means 29-day month. Okay, when Rashi there in 66, Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah Yud Tes Mem Beis, when the Gemara asks, Kama Ibur Shana, it means, Yemei Adar HaRishon. That's an important point. Rashi is assuming that Adar HaRishon is the extra month. We'll accept that for now because, you know, Purim and everything is in Adar HaSheni. So Adar HaRishon is the extra month. The question is, how many days is it supposed to be? So one opinion said Shloshim Yom. Okay, one said Shloshim Yom. One said Chodesh. Chodesh means 29 days. One the other means 30. So which is it? Okay, that's the Gemara. So it's a machlokas. Hey, Rabbi Simoi, Mishum Chaga Zechariah Malachi. It goes back to Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Chaga and Zechariah and Malachi were the last three Nevi'im we ever had. The end of Treyasa, the end of Nevi'im Achronim. And they were alive at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. And they were members of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. So we have a testimony going back to them. Al Shnei Adorim. Shim Rotsu Lasom Shnei Meleim Osin. They want to make both others full months. Remember, we said it's based on the astronomic calculation, but it's up to Bezdin to make the determination. So it doesn't matter whether it fully matches, you know, the scientific phenomena or not. But anyway, they want to make them both Mole, fine. They want to make them both Chaser, fine. Echad Mole, the first one, they want to make it Mole. Adar Rishon should be Mole, and Adar Sheni Chaser also Osin. V'kach HaNogam, that's what they did. From Meshum Rabbeinu, and this is Rav, okay, in the Gemara. Omru La'olam Echad Mole V'Echad Chaser. Okay, in Baba, they always assumed one was Mole, one was Chaser, unless they found out otherwise. They didn't always know a different point. But then at the end, Sholcho Elamar Ukbo, who was one of the later Amoraim, Adar Hasamach LeNisan LeOlam Chaser. Okay, certainly once they had Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon and so on. Adar Hasamach LeNisan, the Adar which is right before Nisan, that's what we call Adar Sheni. That's LeOlam Chaser. That is a 29-day month. That's always going to be a 29-day month. Okay, and so that's a discussion over there in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Sanhedrin Yud Aleph Mod Aleph 67 Meisei Kama Ibur Hashanah Shloshim Yom. So the same machlokas, Shmuel says Chodesh 29 days. First said 30 days. Shmuel said 29 days. Rav Papa said Rotsu Chodesh Rotsu Shloshim. Anyway, how do we paskin? So the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush Chodesh Perek Dalaloch Yud Zayin 69 writes Kishma'abrim Bezin as Hashana. When Bezin declared a leap year, they would send out letters to everybody and so on and so forth. And at that time, Rotsu Tishim Esim Yom Rotsu Shloshim. It was up to Bezin to decide whether that's extra month. Was a 29-day month or 30 months? It's got to be one of the two. But they would leave it up to Harishus, Lebezdin, Osifo, Mole, Ochaser. Okay, they can do whatever they wanted. That was then, in terms of when I was Mekadosh Al Piyariya with Bezdin, that's Perak Dal Alok Yad Zayin. Later, in Ilchus Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam writes, Perak Ches, Halacha Hey, Seder HaChadoshim. Here's the order of the month as we have them now. Hamleim Echasem, which are Meleim in 30-day months, which are 29-day months. Kahu, here's the Seder. Tishrei la'olam mali. Tishrei is always a 30-day month. Now, Cheshvan and Kislev, a variable. Teves is la'olam chaser. Okay, Teves is always a missing, you know, the 29-day month. Umi Teves ve'elech, from Teves on, it switches off. Echad mali ve'echad chaser. Ketzad, Teves chaser, Shvat mali. Adar chaser, Nisan mali. Iyar chaser, Sivan mali. Tammuz chaser, Av mali, El chaser, and so on. You do that, you look at a calendar, you know, it more or less alternates. And Cheshvan and Kislev are variables, and that's beyond the scope of tonight's discussion. But basically, the months are fixed that way. You know, most of the time they alternate between 29 days and 30 days. Okay, but then the Rambam says, and by the way, notice again, important for us, Adar Choser. Regular Adar is only one Adar, it's a 29-day month. And that's a fact, that's still true today. It was only one day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 29-day month Adar. Then it says, Ubushana Hamu Beres, in a leap year, the Rambam says, is Parakhes Alokahei, Adar Arishon Mole, but Adar Sheni Choser. Adar Rishon is a full month, 30-day month, like now, and Adar Sheni is Choser. So that's how the Rambam paskins, that's how our calendar is set up today. Adar Rishon, as we see today, is day 30 of Adar Rishon, it's a 30-day month, and Adar Sheni will be a 29-day month. Which is the real Adar? So again, I alluded to, it's a big discussion, okay? The Gemara asked that in Megillah, Perek Aleph Alokahei in Yerushalmi, 71, Adar Rishon Tosefes, Adar Sheni Tosefes, which is the extra? Is Adar Rishon or not, okay? The Korban Eden explains, we want to know which is the added one, Ezer Mechadoshim Tosefis and so on. Or Pnei Moshe explains there in Parak Alavalach, it's Alavalach Adal and his Cheshbon 73. Ezer Mishnei Adar Hu Iker, which is the main month of Adar, the real Adar, please stand up. Which is the month of, the real month and which is the extra month and so on. So the Radvaz, many assume, the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva in 75. Actually, we look back in Source 51, back in that Mechilta, the Mechilta seemed to say that you add on the month right before Nisan, which means sounds like that's the extra one, the second one. But the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Nun 75. Shalti Meni Misha Nado Nishpalasos Dover Ploni B'Chodesh Ibor. A guy took a neder. I'm going to do this and this in the extra month. Which is it? Rishon Hasheni. Okay, or maybe both of them is suffik. So he writes, Tshuva ein kan suffik ela Adar Rishon hu hanikra chodesh Ebor. The extra month is Adar Rishon. Okay, and that's always, and that's why it's Olam Mole. It's always a 30-day month. And Adar Samach Nisan Olam Choser. Okay, and then we the Purim and so on. And one of the things he mentions is because we don't want to have an extra day in the month of the second Adar, because they're going to mix people up with regards to Pesach. We'll come back to that point. Everyone knows Pesach is X number of days after Purim. You have an extra day, it's going to mix people up. But in any event, he says that Adar Rishon is the extra month and Adar Sheni is the regular month. It's interesting because Kuni, it seems to indicate a little differently. The Pesach says in Parsha B'Shalach, very good Zion Pesach test in Shmos, when they battle against Amalek, the Bechar Lano Anoshim, select men. Which kind of men? So the Kuni says men who were born in Adar Sheni. Why? Because the Amalekim were known for witchcraft. They knew how to control the month, but the extra month doesn't have any mazel to it. Mazel meaning astrology and so on. All right, so he seems to assume the second month's the X one. All right, we don't need to go to all that detail. Now the Maharil in Siman Kuf Dalet, in one of his Tshuvas, Siman Kuf Dalet, Oz Gimel discusses what if somebody is going to fast, you know, on the yard site? What do you do with the yard site? I have some material there if you're interested and so on. He says the Sheni, Adar Sheni is the extra one, and the only reason we had Purim in Adar Rishon is because we want to juxtapose it to Pesach. Haran has a discussion in the Dorim Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Perhaps the Shnei Adorim is like one long month, but in any case, most assume that Adar Rishon is Mole, it's a 30-day month, okay, and Adar Sheni is a 29-day month. Whichever one is the extra one, we can discuss stuff coming in for yard sites and so on. However, what ends up happening is, in any case, there is a 30th day of Adar Rishon. But as I said before, that's the only time the 30th of Adar exists. Because in a regular year, there's no such thing as the 30th of Adar. It's only a 29-day month. Okay, again, like February 29th, only exists in a leap year. Otherwise, those things February 29th. So an interesting question. What if a kid is born tonight or tomorrow? A baby boy is born, okay, on the 30th of Adar. And 13 years from now, I looked it up, 13 years from now is not a leap year. So when does he become Bar Mitzvah? There is no 30th of Adar that year. So when did it come Bar Mitzvah? The same question comes up with February 29th. And I looked up the different laws in different states. You know, kids born February 29th, when does he, you know, become 18 for whatever he's allowed to do, the age of 18 or 21 or whatever? Is it could go back to, on the one hand, you could say, well, he's born the day before the 1st of March. So that year, the day before the 1st of March is February 28th. So he becomes 18 or 21 on the February 28th, because there is no February 29th. On the other hand, you could say, no, he was born the day after February 28th. So that year, the day after February 28th is March 1st. So he has to wait till March 1st. And I think there are different rules in different states. The same question comes up regarding Bar Mitzvah. When is his Bar Mitzvah? On the one hand, you know, you could argue, well, again, so anyway, my son, you know, you could argue both ways. There are actually three shittas, we'll see, to wrap up. My son Yaakov just published an article on this subject in the Lehr House. So I thank him for the coming up, Mara Makomas, on this question. There's a tshuva on the Mari Mintz, late Rishonim, the Siman Tes. He's not dealing directly with our issue. Okay, he's dealing with an interesting question. It comes out of quirk. Talk about a calendar quirk. He says you could have a situation. Someone asked him as a, you know, kind of a riddle, so to speak, a little derechida. Okay, he was asked the question, though. The question was, a boy is born in a regular year in Adar, and when's his bar mitzvah in a leap year? That's the other way around. And that's what he's dealing with. The kid's born in regular Adar, when's his bar mitzvah in a leap year? So he deals a little bit with, and touches on our issue without, not explicitly. Okay, he says in his interesting riddle, you could have a kid, let's say two kids are born in a leap year. Okay. One is born, let's say, the 25th of Adar Rishon. The other kid is born a week later, okay, on the 3rd of Adar Sheni. Then the year there, Bar Mitzvah, okay, there is no Adar Rishon Sheni. There's only one Adar. So the kid who was born second, his Bar Mitzvah will be the 3rd of Adar. He was born the 3rd of Adar Sheni. The kid who was born first, a week earlier, he won't be Bar Mitzvah until 3 weeks later. So it's a quirk in the calendar quirk, right? You can have a kid who's born, in terms of his age, he's a little younger. He's several weeks or a week or whatever, a week or two younger than the other guy, but his bar mitzvah is going to be first. That's what he's dealing with over there. Okay, but again, he mentions that at the end of the day, he doesn't deal with our issue directly, but others do. The Tshuvas Binyan Sion of Ettlinger, 81, Simon Kuf Nun Aleph in his Tshuvas, okay, he says, someone was born B'yom Echad de Rosh Chodesh Adar, today. I'm sorry. Okay, he's born the 30th of Shat, 30th of Adar in a regular year. Okay, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar in a regular year. Okay, and when's his bar mitzvah going to be? Because if it's a Shnas Ebor, do you have to wait for Adar Sheni? That's the question. Kid was born Rosh Chodesh Adar in a regular year. Do you have to wait for Adar Sheni? That's the issue. But in the course of this tshuva, he writes he does deal with our issue, and he says. Bottom line, his shita is, and I'm going to say it outside just to save time, you can read through it. He says, basically, Hayanolad Harishon, you have the following, the third, fourth line. Belamed Ad Harishon, Pshita Shanas HaMitzvah Shana Pshuta Biyom Rishon, the Rosh Chodesh Ad, which will be the 30th of Shvat. So our kid, a kid is born tomorrow, okay, tonight or tomorrow, and his bar mitzvah is in a year when it's not a leap year. So it'll be the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar that year. That year, when there's no leap year, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar is technically actually the 30th of Shvat. So this kid's going to become bar mitzvah on the 30th of Shvat, says the Binyan Tzion. Yeah, that's what comes out. He reads through the tshuva, but he says his bar mitzvah will be, in a non-leap year. Okay, obviously it'll be bar mitzvah again, the case he's talking about, the first of Rosh Chodesh Adar, okay, and then for a leap year as well, if he's born on the first of Adar, on the first day of Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, today, the 30th of Adar Rishon, his bar mitzvah will be the 30th of Shvat. That's the position of the Binyan Tzion. And he based it on something that the Shulchan Aruch, right? Shulchan Aruch talks about in Siman Nun Hei, Sif Yud of Aruch Chaim. He talks about, again, a kid born, doesn't talk about our case, but talking about in a leap year, and then the other, Nar Echad Nol B'chav Tesla Adar. He never says our case. Kid's born the 29th of Adar in a leap year. Another kid is born Adar Sheni in the first. So again, the bar mitzvah will be switched and so on. Among Avram talks about a similar situation. Remember I talked to you about Kislev and Cheshvan not always having the same number of days. So let's say he's born in a month when Kislev had 30 days, and there is no 30th of Kislev that year. Okay, or Cheshvan, so he talks about that. So anyway, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, in his Tshuva Chelek Vov Simen Ches, talks about our case as well, 84. B'inyan Nar Shenol B'yom Lamed Adar Aleph B'Shalom Uberes, Amos HaNaseh Bar Mitzvah, our question, okay? So he says, well, the Shulchan Aruch never mentioned our case. So it can really go either way. The Binyan Tzion wanted a Medayik from the Shulchan Aruch, but the Minchas Yitzchak says, you can't be Medayik because it doesn't mention our case. It only mentioned the 29th. But at the end, he agrees, the last paragraph 84, he agrees, if you emes near B'Pshitos to Naseh Bar Mitzvah B'yom Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar, the 30th of Shvat. That's what he says. And he talks about the, Magen Avraham discusses with a yard site. I don't have time now to someone fasting a yard site. It's in Tavkov Samaches Yiv Zayin. Source 85, right? Talks when you fast with the yard site. The Magen Avraham, says, what if you have yard site on the first Rosh Chodesh Adar? What you do? Okay, different opinions about it. But anyway, so that's what some poskim say, that the kid will become bar mitzvah. Kid is born today, the first day of Adar, of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, will become bar mitzvah the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar in the year of that year. It'll be the 30th of Shvat. The Tshuvas Lahoras Nasan of Nasan Gestetner says it can't be. Okay, it can't be the 30th of Shvat. Okay, it doesn't entertain it as a possibility. The kid wasn't born in Shvat. How could the 30th of Shvat be his bar mitzvah? He says the question is, should it be the 29th of Adar, or should it be Rosh Chodesh Nisan? That's what he entertained. Should it be, he was born on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar, so you have to wait to the end of the month, the day before, the next month. So it's maybe the 29th of Adar, or you have to wait already till the 1st of Nisan. That's what he entertains. And his position comes out that it should be, you have to wait for the whole month of Adar to come through, and so on. You can't do it in Shvat, and have to wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because he's born, and he was born today, the 30th day of Adar, last day of Adar. So you got to wait till the month of Adar is complete, okay? And his bar mitzvah will be the next day for the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And of course, in that long tshuva, I don't have time to go into now because it's late, but in the course of that long tshuva, he discusses the difference between a bar mitzvah and a yard site and so on. Anyway, he quotes another opinion that maybe it should be not the 30th of Shvat, okay, because he wasn't born in Shvat. He quotes an end of the tshuva, birur halacha, not sure what that is. But anyway, he suggests that maybe it can't be the month before he was born. He says bar mitzvah should be Aleph Adar, which is the second day of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh, so to speak, is looked as one long unit and so on. At the end, he doesn't accept that. And the majority opinion is you have to wait for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not like the Aruch HaNeir, not like the Minchas Yitzchak. I think the more people assume like that. And just to conclude, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Ches, that we try and do it back and forth, the months rotating 29 and 30 days, except it doesn't work when you have the leap month in between, right? The extra Adar also has 30 days, but Shvat, the month we just finished, Shvat also had 30 days. So we have 30 and 2 days, 2 months in a row, 30. And the Shekel HaKadosh of Chaim Knesset, again in 89, Perakes Halacha Hey, says again, one of the reasons we wait until, we wait and we consider the second month a Chaser month is to guarantee that we mix people up for Pesach. It's true, sometimes when there's Kiddush HaPi HaRe'iyah, they would have an extra day of Adar you know, before Nisan, but generally speaking, now we don't. And therefore, we will, you know, the first month will be a 30-day month, second of the month will be a 29-day month. That's what we follow. Okay. But the bottom line, there are three different shitas as to when a boy becomes bar mitzvah. I think the more prevalent view is you wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But as I said, it's an interesting calendar quirk parallel to February 29th. And again, if you're interested more in this subject, you can take a look. My son Yaakov wrote an article in the Lehrer House. It's available online. And again, just some insight into, as I said, the Jewish leap year and the calendar quirk. Wish everybody a good Tavach. Bez Hashem, I know normally speaking, we end when we change the clocks. But I'll give, because of Purim, I'll give one more Shia next week. It'll be an hour later because of the clocks changing. I'll give a Shia on Yoni Purim. Bez Hashem, next Motzei Shabbos, not a wrap up the season of the Motzei Shabbos Shurim. I wish everybody a good Tavach. Good luck.